Welcome back, everyone, to the Next Chapter News True Crime Unsolved series.
Yeah.
For episode two, we're going to be looking into a case that's both heartbreaking and just really puzzling. The disappearance and murder of five-year-old Brittany Locklear.
Yeah, you know, it's what strikes me about this case is how it all began. On a seemingly ordinary morning in Rayford, North Carolina, it was January 7th, 1998, and Brittany was waiting for her school bus on Greeny Road.
Oh, wow.
In Hope County. A place that, you know, should be safe for a child to wait for the bus, and then she just vanishes.
You know, like a nightmare for any parent to think about. Mm-hmm. You send your kid to the bus dock and they don't come home. And to think over 300 people joined that initial search for Brittany, desperately hoping for her safe return.
Sadly, the next day, the search ended in a devastating discovery. Brittany's body was found in a drainage ditch only 3 miles from her home. And to add to the tragedy, her body was partially unclothed.
Oh my gosh.
Which really just adds another layer of horror and complexity to this entire case.
Absolutely. I mean, that must have just been a huge shock to the entire community.
Yeah.
Knowing that someone capable of doing something like this was living among them.
Absolutely. Imagine the fear and uncertainty that would grip a town after something like that. The investigation was immediate and extensive. Investigators collected physical evidence from both the abduction site and where Brittany's body was found. There were also witness accounts, some describing a full-size pickup truck in the area around the time Brittany disappeared.
So it sounds like we have a possible suspect vehicle. Did investigators look into vehicle registrations in the area or try to track down the truck through those witness descriptions?
They did. Hundreds of leads poured in. And every single one was meticulously investigated.
Wow.
But despite all their efforts, no concrete answers emerged. It seemed like the case had hit a wall.
But then I understand that 5 years later, in 2003, there was a break in the case, right?
Yeah.
A suspect was actually identified.
Yes. But this is where it gets really frustrating. Despite identifying a suspect, there was no DNA match to the evidence collected at the scene.
Really?
And to add to that complexity, DNA technology was still evolving back in 1998. So what might have been considered inconclusive then could potentially yield new answers with the advancements we've seen in forensic science since.
So even though they had a suspect, the lack of a DNA match meant they couldn't move forward with a prosecution. That must have been a huge setback for the investigators.
It was. This lack of conclusive evidence was a major setback, but it didn't mean the case was closed. The Hope County Sheriff's Office and the North Carolina State Bureau of Investigation are still actively seeking information and pursuing any new leads that might surface.
That's good to hear.
Yeah.
But with so much time passed, do they really think there's a chance of finding new evidence or getting someone to come forward after all these years?
There's always hope. Right. And the smallest detail could be the missing piece of the puzzle.
Right.
Sometimes people who were initially afraid to come forward might find the courage to do so years later. And there's also an incentive. The NCSBI is offering a $20,000 reward for information leading to an arrest and conviction in Brittany's case.
Wow, that's a significant reward. But couldn't that also complicate things? I mean, wouldn't the possibility of reward money potentially bring out false leads or people trying to take advantage of the situation?
That's a valid concern. And law enforcement is very aware of that possibility and takes steps to vet every tip thoroughly. They're looking for credible information, something that can genuinely help move the investigation forward.
So we're about halfway through our deep dive today. And so far we've covered the initial shock of Brittany's disappearance, the tragic discovery of her body, and the challenges investigators faced with that lack of a DNA match. What stands out to you so far?
For me, it's the fact that despite the passage of time and the roadblocks encountered, the case is still active. That dedication of law enforcement to finding answers for Brittany's family and community, that is truly remarkable.
It really speaks to their commitment to justice. But beyond the investigation itself, we have to think about the lasting impact this tragedy has had on Brittany's family and the community as a whole. And we'll explore that further when we return for part two of our deep dive into Brittany Locklear's case.
Yeah, you're right. The impact of a case like this really goes way beyond just the immediate family. You know, it kind of ripples through the whole community and leaves behind this feeling of unease and vulnerability. Imagine what it would be like living in Rayford and knowing that someone capable of such a horrific act might still be out there.
Yeah, it's a chilling thought for sure. And for Brittany's family, the lack of closure must be just agonizing to not know who took their little girl or why.
Absolutely. The emotional toll of an unsolved case is immense. All the unanswered questions and the wondering what if, it's a heavy burden to carry. And you know, in a small town like Rayford, the memory of Brittany's case likely lingers in every corner, becomes a part of the town's story.
And that brings up a point I wanted to discuss. The idea of community awareness and vigilance, especially when it comes to the safety of children. Has Brittany's case changed the way people in Rayford think about their own children's safety?
It has, and not just in Rayford. Cases like this serve as a stark reminder that tragedies like this can happen anywhere. It forces communities to reevaluate their safety measures and, you know, be more vigilant to teach children about potential dangers.
I'm curious, are there any specific initiatives or programs that have been implemented in Rayford or surrounding areas as a direct result of Brittany's case?
Yes, there have been several initiatives focused on child safety education and community awareness. For instance, there are now more organized neighborhood watch programs, and schools have really stepped up their focus on stranger danger awareness and self-defense classes for kids.
Those are great practical steps that could potentially prevent future tragedies. It's good to know that something positive has emerged from such a heartbreaking situation. But what about Brittany's case specifically? Do you think there's still hope for justice after all these years?
Well, I believe there's always hope. Advances in DNA technology are happening all the time, and what was once a dead end could potentially lead to a breakthrough in the future. It's possible that evidence collected back in 1998 could be re-examined with new techniques, and they could yield a DNA profile that wasn't possible to obtain back then.
So you're saying there's a chance that even with the passage of time, technology could still play a role in solving Brittany's case?
Absolutely. And we can't discount the power of human memory. Someone out there might have a seemingly insignificant detail tucked away in their mind, something they saw or heard or even just felt was off at the time. You know, that seemingly small piece of information could be the missing link that investigators need to solve this.
That's why it's so crucial for anyone with any information, no matter how small or insignificant it may seem, to come forward.
Exactly. It's never too late. And even if that information doesn't lead directly to an arrest, it could corroborate existing evidence or open up a whole new avenue for investigation.
You know, it's easy to get caught up in the forensic details and investigative processes, but we can't forget that at the center of this case is a little girl who was taken from her family far too soon.
You're absolutely right. This isn't just a case file. This is a human tragedy. And behind every unsolved case, there's a family and a community still searching for answers, still longing for justice.
And for those listening, if you have any information related to Brittany Locklear's case, please contact the Hope County Sheriff's Office Anonymous tip line at 910-878-1279 or the North Carolina State Bureau of Investigation at 888-624-7222. You can also submit tips online through the NCSBI website.
And remember, no detail is too small. Your tip could be the one that helps bring closure to this case and peace to Brittany's family.
As we move into the final part of our deep dive, I want to ask, what do you think is the most crucial takeaway for our listeners today?
I think the most important thing to remember is that while technology and forensic science play a vital role in solving cases, ultimately, it's the human element that often makes all the difference. Whether it's a witness coming forward or a community being vigilant or investigators tirelessly pursuing every lead, it's that human commitment to justice that keeps hope alive.
We'll be right back with the final part of our deep dive into Brittany Locklear's case shortly. We'll be exploring some of the theories and possibilities surrounding her disappearance and discuss what the future may hold for this investigation. Stay with us. We're back with the final part of our deep dive into the unsolved case of Brittany Locklear. You know, throughout this episode, we've talked about the facts of the case, the investigative challenges, and the lasting impact on the community. But I think it's time we delve into some of the theories and possibilities surrounding Brittany's disappearance.
Yeah, it's, it's important to remember that with unsolved cases, there's always an element of speculation. But exploring those possibilities can sometimes lead to new leads, or even just spark a memory in someone who might hold a crucial piece of information.
So let's talk about the suspect, who was identified in 2003 but couldn't be linked to the crime scene through DNA. What are some of the theories surrounding this individual and the possibility of their involvement?
Well, one theory is that the initial identification of the suspect was just flawed. You know, witnesses can be mistaken, memories can be unreliable, and sometimes the pressure to find answers can lead to, you know, misinterpretations. So it's possible that the individual who was identified wasn't actually involved in Brittany's disappearance.
Okay, that makes sense. But what if the identification was accurate and this person was indeed involved? How do we reconcile that with the lack of a DNA match?
That's where things get even more complex. If we assume the suspect was involved, then the lack of DNA could point to a few different possibilities. Maybe they were involved in the abduction, but not the murder itself. Perhaps there was another person involved, someone whose DNA was actually left at the scene. Or maybe, and this is a difficult thought, but maybe evidence was tampered with or contaminated at some point during the investigation.
Those are some pretty heavy possibilities to think about. And it makes you wonder if there are other details about the case that haven't been released publicly, information that could shed light on some of these theories.
Yeah, it's certainly possible. Law enforcement often holds back certain details to protect the investigation. And in a case as sensitive as this one, where a child is involved, they're especially careful about what information is shared publicly.
So where does that leave us? With so many unanswered questions, is there any realistic hope that Brittany's case will ever be solved?
I believe that as long as there are dedicated investigators, new technologies emerging, and people willing to come forward with information, there's always a chance. Look at how many cold cases have been solved year, even decades after the fact, because of a DNA match or a witness finally breaking their silence.
That's a good point. We can't underestimate the power of persistence and breakthroughs in forensic science. And for anyone listening who might have information about Brittany's case, even if you think it's insignificant, please remember that even the smallest detail could be the missing piece of the puzzle. Don't hesitate to contact the authorities.
Right. Sometimes it's that one seemingly insignificant detail, like one memory that someone has pushed to the back of their mind that can crack a case wide open.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground today, revisiting the tragic case of Brittany Locklear. We've explored the facts, the investigative challenges, and the lingering questions that still surround her disappearance. We've also talked about the impact on her family and the community, and the importance of remaining vigilant and hopeful.
Brittany's story is a stark reminder that these unsolved cases are not just mysteries. They represent real lives lost and families forever changed by tragedy. But it's also a testament to the enduring power of hope, the unwavering dedication of law enforcement, and the potential for justice to prevail even after all these years.
Thank you all for joining us for this deep dive into the unsolved case of Brittany Locklear. We hope this episode has not only shed light on this heartbreaking case, but also inspired you to stay informed, stay engaged, and never give up hope for justice.
And if you have any information, no matter how small, please come forward. Your voice can make a difference.
Until next time. Stay safe, and remember, every tip, every voice, every act of courage brings us one step closer to the truth.